Now, the second issue is, should this just be an LHRH agonist alone, or should we add an antiandrogen, and the most common one used in the United States is bicalutamide? Interesting, only 5 to 10% would block with the just 1 month. And just for a rising PSA, a third or 20 to 30% will use continuous combined androgen deprivation with an LHRH analog along with, for example, bicalutamide in this instance. I would actually be in the minority category here. I would always give it for approximately 1 month. If a patient had metastatic disease, overt metastatic disease, then I believe there is some benefit of androgen deprivation when used in combination, adding the LHRH analog with Casodex or bicalutamide. But in this instance where this gentleman is going to be on androgen deprivation for many years, I'm unconvinced that that benefit is substantial enough to add the bicalutamide. So I would probably go with initial combined therapy, but after a month, I would just use the LHRH analog.
What's the downside of using MAB?
The downside is only cost. That's it.
Would you present it to the patient as an option if they wanted to pay for it and say there might be a slight benefit?
I would indicate to the patient that I do believe there is a slight benefit. I am convinced from the studies that I participated in, and I certainly have heard all of the data extensively, and I do think, and I think Lori Klotz is the one who's best put that information together, and I think he's a very honest investigator, and I would follow the data. I'd say there is some benefit. It's small, and if you want to pay the additional expense of doing so, that it is reasonable to do so.
Now, you said that you often use or reconsider intermittent therapy in this situation. Every time you restarted it, would you also use a flare blockage with the antiandrogen?
Sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't.
You know, again, it's interesting to consider other aspects of cancer medicine, and, you know, we're seeing the biologics now in breast cancer, lung cancer, colon cancer, you know, huge price tabs that make antiandrogens look like nothing. And, you know, in many cases, the benefits are no greater than what you see for MAB. So it's interesting how maybe once the biologics start getting into prostate cancer, it'll look a little bit different.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely correct. And I think a lot has to do with the reimbursement issue.
Right.
Certainly urologists will perform procedures in the office that reimburse them a substantial amount with negligible benefit in some cases to the patient, and don't think twice about a couple thousand dollars to do a procedure. Yet here you have some benefit and we're quote-unquote hung up on a $8 to $10 a day pill. So your point's very well taken, and I would agree that we should provide absolutely with patients with advanced disease, that is metastatic disease, and possibly patients with positive lymph nodes and maybe rising PSA, the benefit, given the data, of adding an antiandrogen.